Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 for the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend, our old friend, Doug Barry, back on the show. Doug's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 18 years. Director of Communications Publications at the U.S.-China Business Council. We knew him many, many years when he was with the Department of Commerce, and he's one of our top global thinkers, and especially Asian experts, and especially China. He's our good friend, Doug Barry. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. And remember, 18 years ago, I was a brunette, and now my hair is a decidedly different color.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Me too. I tell people my white hair is not premature. Hey, Doug, thank you for being here. I want you to take a moment and set the table for our current and future relationships with China. But I want you to set the table by talking about where it was in the last year, let's say, of the Trump administration, because that's the relationship that the Biden administration inherited. What do you think? What was the trajectory? What were the parameters of the U.S. relationship with China at the end of the Trump administration?
Sure. Well, frustration with China had been growing for a long time since before President Trump took office. And what President Trump did, and I think most people now give him credit for this, is to confront China's predatory trade practices and its human rights record in a way that no previous president had done. The problem with it was that there really, was no sort of overarching policy other than the confrontation and then adding these punitive tariffs, which are now at about 25%. So when he left office a couple of months ago, we have a situation now where, we have many different conflicts with the Chinese. The tariffs are still in place. We have probably lost about 200,000 jobs across the country as a result of the trade war. And we now have President Biden, who is reviewing everything about the tactics that President Trump used, and he's keeping the tariffs in place. Secretary Yellen said the other day there are no immediate plans to lift those tariffs. We're reviewing everything, and that's where we are now.
Well, that's a really good report, Doug. Thank you for that. One of the things that I think is two things I want to make a point about Trump's behavior with China. Number one, he started out hoping to going through a lot of effort to build a trade relationship, a more equitable trade relationship with China. And when he saw that China was not going to be an honest broker in that, I saw him shift his attitude from being, okay, here's my olive branch, to taking it back and saying, okay, now I'm going to use the levers that I have available to me to if you want to play hardball, I can play hardball. And that's the one thing. The second thing I want to say about China is that they don't play fair. They lie, they cheat, they steal. They're not honest brokers. They don't have our best interests in mind. They don't care about just helping their country grow stronger and let America, do its thing. And I don't think playing nice with China works. What do you think, Doug?
Well, I don't know if it's a matter of playing nice or not. I mean, you have to start with the proposition that both countries have benefited from the relationship, and it's arguable which country has benefited more. So it's important to realize that the end game ought to be a situation where we can work out these differences and continue the aspects of the relationship that have been beneficial to both countries. So I think that's where we are at this particular point. We have confronted over time China's trade practices that are outside of the WTO rules, and we have been somewhat successful in doing so. There's still a lot of work to be done, and I think what President Biden is trying to do is to work with allies, because as we've seen, China has a way of sort of dividing and conquering, right?
One thing is a little break here, Doug. China has been exposed for the player that they are around the world and today in a way that they weren't necessarily 5 years ago, which I think that's good. And we'll come back. We're going to talk about Doug to give us a report on where he thinks we are with Biden and China and where we'll be going forward. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.